Blog Talk Radio.
All right, super friends. Who knows if anyone's listening? That's okay. I do that for the archives anyway. Anyone can listen whenever they want to the Master Legend Show. Doesn't have to be right at 10 o'clock Central Time. Listen to it anytime you feel like it, if you feel like it. Like I tell people, Master Legend has his own opinions and wisdoms, I would like to say, after all these years of being a superhero and trying to do what's right in the world, you know, doing the best I can, and I see things that I know aren't too good, getting worse, a lot worse these days. Yep, it's going beyond what I can even say on one show, because I only get a 15-minute show. So I'm going to stick to the subject. And one of the subjects that I've been seeing with people on Facebook and all that, you know, this internet world, sometimes I got to take a break from it because sometimes it's good just to go walk out in the woods. I'll tell you, simple as that. Go walk out in the woods. And, you know, I try not to all the time these days, but have a thirst quencher and realize what the world really is about and what it really means. Not a video game, always on the computer. Nothing gets accomplished on the computer, you know, not physically. You're actually hoping somebody else will do all the work for you. And I'm not saying you, but that's how a lot of these people, they go and they say, oh, help this, help this, help that. All right, I already know that kind of stuff. I don't need anyone to tell me how many help this and help that am I supposed to do. I'm only one legend, you know. I tell you, but they keep throwing it in your face. So I'm saying, well, what about you? Well, I post up all these ads all the time, you know, and think that that deserves a big round of applause. But tell you, I don't expect no rounds of applause. You know, after I beat up some idiot, you know, maybe I don't mind getting a round of applause. But when I go out there and I'm trying to stop pollution in the world, that's something that's, you know, dealing with wimps, as I was talking about, these people, horrible, disgusting people, graffiti. Garbage thrown, polluting the world. They don't care about anyone else. The only way they can do it, make it in this life, they can't do it like we do and, you know, live a life without having to harm others. You know, I don't understand why the concept's so hard for people to catch on, you know. That all they got to do is just hop on the legend train. I think I see it. Oh, there it is. Hey, old legend train coming again. That's all I gotta do. Don't do anything to hurt anyone else. I think that works pretty good. Well, all right, legend train, drop me off again. Let me get off of here. Hold on. The legend train likes to drag on a bit. There we go. Come on, let me get off this train. Okay. But you know what I mean there. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there, they like to minimize other people's suffering. And you might know what I'm talking about, and you probably do. There's always somebody that says, well, you know, I had it much worse than they did. But did you really? I'm not talking directly to you, but you know who I'm talking to, those people out there that don't even listen to the Master Legend show. Do they really? The little kid that's all grown up now, still thinking about the traumatic time when Daddy took the Tootsie Rolls away. Maybe he yelled and said, "You better go clean up your room." Well, I had some people try to tell me this stuff in the past, like, that's very traumatic. But what about the little girl that was human trafficked, you know, trafficked around, and they turn her into like a hooker? And I don't like to go into big details, but I know you know what I'm talking about. They, what they do, raping them and stuff. And then how about the military man? He got his legs blown off by a bomb. And then I hear these people say, well, it's all in the mind. You know, for one person, it's just as traumatic as the other. So I'm thinking to myself here, because I've been hearing this kind of stuff lately. There's all kind of weird stuff going on out there. Y'all done seen it. I'm telling you, I don't like to promote all kinds of things and all, but even on the Bud Light can, atrocities, things that, I tell you, even bewilder Master Legend. It's just a total, it goes against all the laws of nature, as I always tell people. You know, the best way I can explain it, all the laws of nature broken. Well, we'll go back to this. And the little kid that got the Tootsie Roll stolen still remembers it to today, grown man's 50s, younger than me, still talking about that Tootsie Roll, while the true abuse tries to never, ever talk about what they went through, hoping they can finally move on to another life, from living in the streets and starving. And then those who had the good life trying to compare to that, saying, well, you know, and I had to go to this one school, this one teacher, you know, oh, he's giving me troubles. Or my daddy didn't buy me the car I exactly wanted. He bought me I wanted a Trans Am, but he bought me a Corvette instead. That's going to stick with me the rest of my life. But no, when you talk about people that really had real traumatic experiences in their life, real child abuse, you know, those have been attacked and robbed and no one there to help because they were told and taught how to be weak. They weren't taught to learn how to fight for yourself. So when some evildoer comes up that takes advantage of these kind of things that are taking place these days, that the world is trying to mold a real man into these days. That's right, for those who can hear what the legend is saying. Remember this also. I know you have your Bibles handy, so go ahead and reach into your Bible and look for Isaiah 40:29-31. In the Bible, there are special prayers that are very magic, if you know what I'm talking about. Much more powerful than witchcraft, but witchcraft is a throw-around word. Remember that. Always remember that. Don't believe witchcraft is just voodoo dolls and some candles. There's many forms of witchcraft. You look into it very deeply, witchcraft, powers of even healing people. So just for Master Legend to give you a little clue about that, since I grew up with it all and understand these things, thank goodness, you know, have to. Please study the book of Enoch if you can, and you'll understand some of what Master Legend is talking about. There are spells and incantations and demons and stuff, and you merge it into the regular Bible and use the Apocrypha, and you will get some very surprising results Ah, my seltzer water. There you go. Master Legend cutting down on the old drinks. Ah, good old seltzer water right there. See, I drink with a straw. All right, so back to what I was talking about. Comments from the peanut gallery. Always telling me how I'm supposed to think. I don't ask them. I don't tell anybody what to think. I'm not asking their opinion. If I wanted their opinion, I'd pay them for it. But they haven't gotten a penny from me, so I think that should tell them all they need to know. And here's what I got for them, too. I got a little something for those people. Be like, you know, back in the old 60s days, you know, you can't spell it all out. I'd like to. But as I was saying, there are things that go on out there. True suffering, bad suffering. I try to search for it all every chance I can. Out there in the legend cycle, I'm out there, I'm going to be running around tonight after a while on the legend cycle, hoping that I can save another life. And Master Legend is not a man to brag, but I don't call myself Master Legend for nothing. I saved a lot of people's lives in my time. And truth is, a little kid came up with my name, Master Legend. As I hope I save some of their lives, too, trying to show them a better way. And there is always a better way. And I always try to tell people this better way without being, you know, even though I'm an ordained reverend. That's right. When I say reach for your Bible, well, I hope you have one, you'll find out it could be a very good weapon. And remember, check out this one. When you're reaching for your Bible, Isaiah 40:29-31. Superhero scriptures right there. You'll see what I'm talking about. Go ahead, get your Bible. You see, Master Legend trying to get you to reach for your Bible. And that's what you need to do. But I hear something coming. Oh, yipes. You know, when the old train comes, when the train comes, Master Legend's got to hop aboard, never knowing his next destination. And just so you know, Super Friends, I got to get on out of this hellhole here, too. You know, I put up with a lot around here. I can take on the worst of them. I've proven it all by myself. And without going into great details, yes, I have, but now I just got to move on, you know. It's time to move on. So any of my super friends out there have an idea where I should go to next? And, you know, I like Arkansas, but Arkansas, I tell you, it's got some very racist people. And I'm not talking about one-sided. Nope, not one bit. I'll give you that much, but you know what? I think I hear something coming, and I hope it's my ticket out of here. See y'all later, super friends. Here we go. All right. Hold on now. You know me by now. I'm just going to hop in the boxcar. I got my duffel bag. I got my tent. I got myself a couple of face centers. All a man needs in this life. Yep. So long, super friends. Till next time.